using the.
Okay. So I'd like to call to order a special meeting of the Port of Port Townsend for Wednesday, August the 15th at 1:30. Stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so we have a very small agenda. Do I have someone, a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
The agenda is approved. The agenda includes an executive session and then a reconvening after the executive session. So the executive session is to evaluate the qualifications of an applicant for public employment or to review the performance of a public employee pursuant to RCW 42.30.110, parentheses 1G. We're going to be in executive session for an hour. Is that appropriate?
I would say 45 minutes till, or 2:30, an hour.
Until 2:30, at which time we'll reconvene and there will be potential action. So we are now adjourning into executive session.
Proper team dreams.
Okay, I'm going to reconvene into the regular, special meeting for August the 15th. We have received a letter of resignation from Sam. So I'm going to read that letter of resignation. Dear Commissioners, subject to your acceptance of the enclosed separation agreement, I hereby resign as Executive Director of the Port of Port Townsend, effective August 15th, 2018. I took the job as Executive Director of the Port at a time of tremendous change with significant financial infrastructure and operational challenges. I acted as a change agent to confront these challenges. I am proud of what the Port Commissioner, our excellent Port Commission, our excellent Port staff, and I were able to accomplish working as a team. Nevertheless, as we discussed, the tenure of a change agent can be limited. It is now time for a new Executive Director to work with the Port Commission and Port staff to continue to drive progress on these challenges. I thank you for the opportunity to work with each of you and the Port staff. I am leaving on planned family vacation for 1 week with your indulgence. I will clean out my office upon my return. Of course, after I return, please feel free to have staff and my replacement call me if I may provide any assistance in the transition. So, subject to receiving that letter, I'm going to make a motion that we accept the letter of recommendation.
Resignation.
The letter of resignation, yes. Yeah, that's somebody wrote recommendation. Accept the letter of resignation, approve the release and separation agreement, and also a letter of recommendation, which I'm now going to read. The purpose of this letter is to outline your accomplishments as Executive Director for the Port of Port Townsend from June 7th, 2016 to August 15th, 2018, and to provide a recommendation for your future employment. You took the job as Executive Director of the Port at a time of tremendous change with significant financial, infrastructure, and operational challenges. You immediately confronted these challenges with energy and enthusiasm. You should be proud of the significant accomplishments during your time as Executive Director, including significantly improved financial performance, including an increase of annual gross revenue, completion of mission critical capital improvements, including an emergency repair of the Boat Haven Jetty, development of a value engineering approach resulting in cost savings for capital projects, securing of outside resources, including grants and legislative provisos to aid with operational business and development plans, development of a comprehensive approach to address regulatory compliance issues, modernization of business practices, including the introduction of digital scheduling, improved risk management, including a program to prevent and remove derelict vessels. You've demonstrated your strategic leadership and proven management skills as Executive Director. You and the Port Commission, however, have determined there was a need for a change in and the port's senior management to allow the port to move forward on the initiative started by you and the Port Commission. To be clear, the Port Commission recognizes that the tenure of a change agent for an organization can be limited. You have served as that change agent and leave the port in a considerably better position. The Port Commission recommends you as a skilled leader and technical manager. The Port Commission thanks you for your service to the port and the citizens of Jefferson County. Please have any elected official or their potential employer comments if they need further information. So those are the two documents included in this first motion to accept the letter and approve the release and the letter of recommendation. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? None. So the motion to accept that letter of resignation, separation agreement recommendation is passed. So, going on to the second order of business, I want to make a motion to appoint Eric Taves as the acting executive director.
I'll second.
The motion has been seconded. All in favor? Oh.
Commissioners, let me just say that for the public, so an acting, it's necessary because the port statutes leave in you the authority to operate the port. But on a day-to-day basis, you need someone with the legal authority to operate the port if there's an emergency, if something happens, if staff seeks direction. Without an acting executive director, then nobody can theoretically act, and you'd have to stay in as commissioners 8 hours a day, 5 days a week to answer questions by vote. So Mr. Taze has agreed to be the acting executive director and fulfill that legal responsibility of that role. Somebody has to be the executive director at all times in the port.
So in other words, that's acting executive director as opposed to an interim?
An interim usually means someone's going to serve for a finite period of time while you look for a new executive director, and then an executive director serves in at the pleasure of the commission.
So the motion on the table is to appoint Eric Taves as the acting executive director.
I'll second. And so I'm going to call the question.
Yes. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so Eric Taves is our acting executive director. Thank you, Eric. That concludes our meeting. So, at that, we'll go ahead and adjourn this meeting, special meeting.